where all citizens warmly welcome the decision of the UN Security Council. The reaction of the Congolese government was quick. In an official statement, the government spokesperson said, the DRC government welcomes the vote of the UN Security Council, which puts an end to an injustice.
What do you think this will mean in terms of the DRC government's fight against the M23 and other rebel groups?
It's not only about M23. This decision means that now the Democratic Republic of Congo will be able to get from outside or to pay from any country military equipment such as weapons and munition. You know, from now 14 years ago, the DRC was under an embargo and there was fighting against many rebellion like CNDP, M23, the first M23, the second M23, the Islamist ADF and other local armed groups, but the army was not able to get more weapon or more ammunition. So this means that the country will be able to defend itself as they will now get the opportunity to buy new equipment, new weapons, and to give the power of fighting to their soldiers.
Were there any conditions imposed by the Security Council in lifting the arms embargo?
Absolutely, James. There is a condition from the UN Security Council. The government of DRC has to provide no later than the end of May of next year a report with the details of how they will protect, they will mark, they will do the monitoring of weapon. You know, the problem is that UN don't want this weapon to land in the rebels group's hands.
Thank you so much again, Jaffa. So nice to talk with you.
Thank you, James. You're welcome.